right, good singing all the way around. Take your Bible. We'll look tonight in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs, in chapter number 26, you'll find the place over there in Proverbs chapter number 26. It's been good to be in the house of God today, and I trust and hope you've had a blessing from on high. And it's already, I told Dylan, I said, we might as well enjoy just going to church. It's too dark to do anything outside, so. Brother Gunnett always points that out. You know, we're the only church that starts at 7 o'clock in the world. Well, it's good to be right. We didn't change ours. It was always that way when I was a kid growing up, so they can change it to whatever they want to. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 2, if you find the place, we'll be looking there. As a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's bang. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest it thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Now, Father, we ask your blessing now upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in God's house. We praise you and thank you that thou art God. Beside thee there is none else. Move upon us and within us, speak to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach an old sermon entitled, Let Us Take a Look, Let's Pause and Take a Look at the Cause. You know, the curse causeless shall not come. There's a reason for it, whatever's going on, and the hardship and the heartache and the heartbreak. You know, out of all the news commentaries talking about the enemies that have attacked Israel, and pretty much left her on her own. And even the United States of America, or maybe we should say the un-United States of America, right, are threatening them that if they don't do this or that, according to their little dictatorship, they're not going to help them with implements of war and so forth and on. And let me say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to look, nobody ever stops to say, this is that which God talked about in the word of the Lord, and the curse that God has put upon people that fight against God and the Bible and His Lord and His anointed and the good, right, moral, and decent. I want to say to you that whenever you begin to look into the lesson that we looked at, let's take a couple of passages there. One of them is verse 4 and 5, all right? Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Lest I be like unto him, rather verse 4. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest I be also like unto him. In other words, somebody comes along and they're foolish, they don't have anything. As a result of that, they pop off something. God said, you ain't got to answer that, leave it alone. But look in verse 5. But then he said, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. Now, it seems like that there'd be a contradiction there. There's not a contradiction there, but it seems like to just the natural man that there would be. God said, answer not, and then God said, answer. Well, what's the difference in it? All right, if a fool son comes up and pops off something at you in denying the word of the Lord and the validity of what God's given, then just leave that alone. But if you're going to answer, then answer not like he answered without the word of the Lord, but answer by the word of the Lord. See the difference in the two? He not just wants somebody to get... You ever seen anybody got in an argument and you couldn't win an argument with them because of the fact they didn't care what the truth was? They just like to argue. The world is full of people that are like that. If you're going to school, you're going to school with people like that. If you're working a job, you're going to be working the job with some people every now and again like that. Let me say to you that whenever God says that you're to answer not a fool according to his folly, you don't want to be like him, but answer differently. Answer according to the word of the Lord, and so that he's not walking away or she's not walking away cocky and, well, I said something that Christian couldn't answer. I got to tell you right now that if you give them the word of the Lord, they can't handle that. In fact, is you're going to find out, is that the reason why, that remember when they stoned Stephen to death? They could not resist the spirit by which he spake. And boy, let me tell you, they didn't want to talk any further about it. you know, in the day and hour that we're living in, is that you'll find that here in the book of Proverbs that we ought to be able to look at. Did you notice we started out reading about birds flying here and there? He talked about in verse number 2, is a bird by wandering, the swallow by flying, so the curse caused us shall not come. In other words, when you look up at birds, they've got their daily routine. They'll leave their roost, they'll leave their nest. They fly around here, about there and yon. And as a result, they pose no threat to us. And so it is with curses that are hurled at us. And you'll find is that they can't hurt you. There was a fellow by the name of Lawson was his name. And he said about unmerited curses, they are but harmless lightning that will not blast you. You know, every now and again, somebody comes along in life and they want to put a curse on you. They want to, somehow or another, they're into curses. Not cussing, but curses. See the difference in the two? And let me say to you that, if you will, that if somebody ever sends you a nasty note or leaves you a message or says it verbally, the curse that they pronounce upon you is harmless. There ain't nothing they can do about it. I might make you a little bit, you know, you run into somebody on North Street. That's just because the North Street is just hard to get up and down. I hate it. And because there's so many people driving in traffic and so forth and on and crashing and so forth, that's not a curse that happened. Don't let somebody that curses you about this or that. I got to say to you that, if you will, I've had a lot of curses put upon me in days gone by. Now, Halloween's all over. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, you begin to recognize, don't try to second guess what's going to happen and what's going to take place. It's just enough that you and I follow the Lord and know that we're following the Lord, and let everything else around us take your stand for God, say what thus said the Lord, no more, no less, and don't worry about any curse or anything that somebody may want to put upon you. I begin to look into this lesson that's here. You're going to find out there's a passage. Don't lose your thought. But there's a passage over there in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter number 28. And I'll give you a moment to find it. But in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter number 28, we're talking about curses. The curse causeless will not come. In chapter number 28 in the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible said, beginning with verse number 15 in that passage, the Bible says over there, "But it shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Now let me tell you right now, if you want to bring the curse of God upon you, then you get to where you hear what he had to say and don't do anything about it. You get to where you do the opposite of what God said, and that curse will come upon you, and not causeless either. Verse 16, "Cursed shall be he that is in the city. Cursed shall be he that's in the field. Cursed shall be he that's in the basket in thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body. Cursed of thy fruit of thy land. The increase of thine kind." And he says, "And the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be whenever thou comest in. And cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And the Lord shall send upon thee curses, vexation, and rebuke. And all that thou settest thy hand to do, for to do, until that thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, and because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby that thou hast forsaken me." I want to say to you that, if you will, there are some curses. Whether you live in the city, live in the country, whether you live in a tent, in a field, or a house, make no mistake about it, anybody and everybody that forgets God, forgets the word of God, and disobeys and ignores what God said, God's going to bring a curse upon you. But it isn't something that man's able to run around and throw out here and there. Over in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 29, it's about verse number 6 in the passage there. He said, "You've not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine, strong drink, that you might know that I am the Lord your God." Now watch that passage, it's there. You know what liquor drinking does? It causes you to lose your mind, lose your brain. And let me tell you right now is, he said, the reason why you're not drinking liquor, in verse 6 again, "You're not drunk wine nor strong drink." Why? "That you might know what I am, that I am the Lord your God." And I'll tell you right now, it's better to have a clear mind and to be able to know the Lord God of glory than it is to be full of something that wipes your mind completely out and you don't know where you are, what you're doing, why you're even there. Look in chapter number 29, again verse 18. Lest there be among you a man, a woman, a family, a tribe, whose heart turneth away from the Lord your God, and you go and serve the gods which these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, and it come to pass that when you hear the word of this curse, look at them. I mean, your whole family can be cursed by them. Disobeying God, going contrary to the word of the Lord. The Bible said, unless a person finally get to where that they heareth the words of this curse and that bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, and though I walk in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to thirst. There's a bunch of people out there, I don't care what the preacher said, I can drink all I want to and add drunkenness to thirst if I like. They know curse coming upon me. God said, this curse will come upon you. Verse 20, the Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and the jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book, boy, it's a lot of them, shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. Now tonight, if you're here in this building, and obviously that you are, when you were born into this world, you were born lost without God, just like we all are. And let me say to you is that there's a record book of everybody that's ever been born and everybody that's going to be born in the possession of God. And so God knows exactly who's going to be born, who's not. But your name's in just a rostrum or a register, if you will, or a record. And your name is there showing that you were born into this world. Now, when you get saved by the grace of God, then your name that's in that register, in that record, then your name is sealed there for all eternity because of the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. But if you live without the Lord and die without the Lord, your name is going to be blotted out of that book that God would have once loved to have sealed it by the blood of the Lamb. And so as you begin to look into that lesson there, that's what he's talking about. You bunch of whiskey drinkers, you bunch of adulterers and fornicators, God deniers, God defiers. I want to tell you, you can go ahead and have it your own way, fix it in your own mind. But one of these days, all the curses of this book are going to come upon you, and the Lord shall blot out your name from under heaven. Now, you know, that's going to be a day whenever it's a roll call in heaven. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. I got to tell you right now that when you begin to look into those passages that are there, you're going to find that here's what ends up happening. Is that man doesn't want to think that somehow or another that it doesn't address him, that it doesn't bother him, that he lives like he wants to live, goes where he wants to go, do what he wants to do. And as a result of that, that he can satisfy his own self and his own heart by fooling himself and saying, they don't curse going to come upon you. God said one of these days when you stand before God, your name where it used to be recorded and could have been for eternity, there'll be a blank spot there because you send away your day of grace. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, there's many people that are in the Bible, is that the Bible said the curse of the Lord in chapter number Proverbs, in chapter number 3, in about verse number 33, there's a passage over there we ought to look at. Because the Bible said the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Listen to what he says in chapter 33, book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 33, and chapter 3 and verse 33 of the book of Proverbs. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Now, you and I that are here tonight and saved by the grace of God, and I'm glad to be able to know him in the free pardon of sin, there's no more curse. There's no curse upon us because we have been redeemed and washed by the blood of the Lamb. But religion can't get the curse off of you. And the Bible said that this crowd here, that they're wicked. They live wicked. They love wickedness. That the curse of God is in the house of the wicked. Now, if I was a person that did not know the Lord, I think I'd want to wake up and see if I couldn't smell the coffee in time to get a good fresh cup before I died without hope and without the Lord. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you that, if you will, is the curse and the anger of humanity means nothing. Remember, there was a man by the name of Balaam. And there was a man by the name of Balak who was the king of Moab. And Balak wanted to hire Balaam to put a curse upon the people of Israel as they were coming through the land. Balaam wanted to make that extra money, and so he was for hire at any price. He's like the average Baptist preacher. He said, for hire at any price. It doesn't matter to him. Whoever's got the most money, that's who Balaam was ready to work for. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that here's what ended up happening. Is that he would get to the place to where that he would try to curse God from God's people from here. God wouldn't let him. So he'd try and go from another angle and another place. God wouldn't let him. And finally, God let him know, and he came and told Balak and said, I can't curse whom God's already blessed. That's good, isn't it? That's security of the believer, if it's nothing else. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that here's a man that somehow or another, that he wanted to be able to curse the people of God if he possibly could, that he might be able to get money and be made rich by Balak, the king of Moab. Of course, we realize and know the story that finally what he did was he taught how the king could lay those sensual women before Israel, caused them to commit fornication and so forth and on adultery. And as a result of that, it brought the anger of God and the chastisement of God upon them. But it didn't curse them, you see. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at here tonight, let me say to you, remember Goliath? This Bible said that there was Goliath and David, you know. He's out there wondering why in the world that this big uncircumcised Philistine is able to defy the armies of the living God. If you read over there in 1 Samuel chapter 17, about verse number 43, you'll find out that whenever he comes up before David, he said, am I a dog that you come at me with staves and this and that? And he cursed him. He tried to, Goliath cursed him. That didn't shake up David none. I mean, he didn't run back in there and say, hey, man, that big giant of a man, that big mouth, loud mouth that he's had, got everybody here scared. He just got through putting a curse on me. Let me tell you how much it meant. He went and picked up those stones out of that brook and stuck him in his bag. And not only did he run toward him, I mean, he didn't try to fish back and forth, buddy. He ran toward old Goliath, swung that stone, and God hit the mark right between old Goliath's eyes where there was no protection, and he fell down flat. And now he needs something to be able to cut his head off with. How about a sword? He don't have a sword. So he runs and gets up on Goliath, and pulls out Goliath's own sword, chops his head off, and picks him up by the hair of the head and goes and shows him, this is what your God and this is what your curse has produced for you. Now, I'll tell you right now, is every time I read that, it makes me want to shout and be able to thank God for how good God's been and for what God's going to do in this world we're living in. Remember the story about David? And remember that he had a son that wanted Absalom, you know. He was trying to win the hearts of the people. And boy, he wanted to take his daddy's kingdom over. And as a result of that, you'll find over in 2 Samuel chapter number 16, there's a man by the name of Shimei that comes along. And, buddy, he's throwing dirt and throwing stones at David and ranting and raving and cursing him and putting curses upon him. And finally, one of David's main men said, let me go over and take his head off. And David said, no, let him curse. All he can do is curse and just rant, rave, and curse. That's all he's got. And as a result of that, God in due time will take care of that, and certainly God did. But David said, I've got one of my own family that's wanting to kill me. A little cursing from somebody else ain't going to hurt me none. I got to tell you right now, is the curse, causeless, shall not come. God's got a reason for it, and make no mistake about it, is that one of these days you and I are going to find out that God is going to move in this land. And as a result of that, all these people that have defied the true and the living God, God's got them marked. He's going to have them marked. He knows exactly who they are, where they are, what they're doing, so forth and on. You know, we're not the most honest people in the world that we're living in, if we get down really to it. And let me just give it to you like this here. Is that if we'd be honest and all of that, and we'll say that, hey, I'm getting better than I deserved, then you've got no complaint about whatever God brings you. I don't know about you, but I am a complainer. I tell my wife, she says, you want this or that? I don't care. I'm not a picky person. Well, she knows that's a lie because you don't live with me and take care of me for 56 years and not know that I am a little bit picky. But as a result of that, you're going to find that it's good. And I notice some of you out there snarl your nose every now and again at a few little picky things that you're not picky about. I want to say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it, the Bible said that if the wicked would finally turn from their wicked way, they'd be able to live. But I want to say to you, Jesus Christ, over in the book of Matthew chapter number 23, do not turn there, but over there in Matthew 23, Luke chapter number 13, he told Israel that stonest the prophets and killest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thee as a hen doeth her brood, and you would not. You know, if you die without hope, you die without the Lord. And you're going to go to a devil's hell, not because he doesn't love you, but because you'll receive not the love of the truth that you might be saved. That's an important thing. God told Israel over there in the book of Amos, and you don't have to read over there, turn there, but he says unto them that after all had happened and God had done this and that to get their attention, and let me tell you, God did get their attention, but he never got their affection. There's been a lot of people that their attention's been gotten, but never did God ever get their affection. And they died without hope, they died without the Lord. I want to say to you, when God spoke, they wouldn't hear him. And now whenever they're speaking, God's not going to hear them. I want to say that it's good to be able to know the Lord, and not only that, but to be saved, saved, saved by the wonderful and the marvelous grace of God. I've said it over again, I'm going to say it now, that if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell right now. And you'd be there with me too. Now the average Baptist can't handle that. They can't handle that. I've had people literally get mad and cross ways and want to put a curse on me for even suggesting it. But here I am, and some of them are already dead and buried behind or beside the old church house door. I want to say to you that when it comes my time to go, I'd like to leave here shouting. And the only way you can do that is to know that you're saved by the grace of God and that you've been walking with him and trying to follow him. See? And if you'll follow the word of the Lord, you'll end up right and for the right cause. As we get ready to stand tonight and get ready to leave here this evening, make no mistake about it, the world that we're living in has got a curse upon it, and it's not only so, but a curse from God for their defiance against the true and the living God. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to say thank you for loving us even while that we were unlovable. We ask your blessings now upon these that have gathered time after time, and Lord, that have been faithful to the word of the Lord. Now bless, I pray, every family represented here. Heal those that are sick. Be with those that could not be here. In Jesus' name we